The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
All aboard! Crap World. AM 600.
Let's do it.
Everybody, this is Natasha Kirk, and welcome to Travel World. I'm sitting in this morning for Steve Pickford and Willem Backus, who are away. Steve is in Mesa, Arizona, and Willem is in Biloxi, Mississippi. They'll be joining us by phone. Hi, guys.
How you
Good
doing?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Not bad yourself. So how is it all the way over there? You abandoned me in Montreal.
Yes, well, here in Arizona, it's going to get up to around 75 degrees today under perfectly clear skies. And we'll be heading out later to visit the ghost town, take a lake cruise, and we'll be talking all about that next week on Travel World. And I know Willem's having a great time as well down on the shores of the Gulf of Mexico.
The Gulf of Mexico, what a great playground here. Mississippi, it's kind of an unknown place to Canadians, but we're almost directly between Mobile, Alabama and New Orleans. And I didn't realize, Stephen, you sent me down during Mardi Gras weekend. Yeehaw!
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the general annual festival of Bacchanalia, and who better to enjoy that than Willem Backus.
And then Willem Backus, the party king of Montreal. But they have reason to celebrate down here for other reasons, partying like 1999. We know Montreal is the party capital of Canada, but we have here the tricentennial of the city of Biloxi. Because 300 years ago, as you said last week, Stephen.
Yes, exactly 300 years ago. February 13th, 1699, Pierre Lemoyne's Sieur d'Iberville landed on the shores of the Gulf of Mexico and founded the city of Biloxi, or the forerunner of the city of Biloxi. So they're kicking off the year-long celebrations this weekend down there.
Yeah, the landing is actually happening while we're on the air, believe it or not, so we're going to be missing most of that. But we finally managed to keep some other guys off the beach. Apparently there's a troop of Frenchmen who didn't quite make the journey. They got caught up on the way. We'll be hearing from them after the parade.
Okay.
They have a comedy troupe down here, and it's four people local to the area, one person from Biloxi, from other people from around, and they're kind of play actors of the time period. The concept is, of course, they got lost on their way. They were with the contingent, but they got held up in the Bermuda Triangle somewhere, and here they are.
And they just arrived.
Yeah. So, but there's a lot of stuff to see down in Biloxi. There's not just a tricentennial, but in fact, it is a year-long party here. We've got a 26-mile beach, and it is white sugar sand.
It's a very fine, very soft white sugar sand on the Gulf of Mexico.
And it's exactly your kind of beach, Stephen. There's hardly any waves here.
Just nice and calm and placid.
That's what it is, yeah.
Are there people going out into the water today?
Well, no, because it's 50 degrees here, Steve. So, we've got the cold weather with us.
Well, of course, it's still warm by Canadian standards.
Darn right. Well, actually, I wish it was 50 degrees Celsius. More my temperature. But that's notwithstanding. They have a lot of interesting things to see here in Biloxi. They've got all kinds of arts and cultural museums down here, pottery, painting, what have you. They have also they have a historical lighthouse right in the middle of the road. It's very easy to get around down here. I mean, the Gulfport Airport that brings you down here is through Northwest Airlines. It's very easy. It's a small airport, one carousel. So
you're not going to get lost in the airport.
No, not at all. And it's a quick ride. It's just all along the beach. You get out there, and you've got the great hotel casinos. We happen to be staying at the Casino Magic Hotel, which is a wonderful place to be. That's got all kinds of facilities. We've got four different restaurants for you to choose.
Willem, I'm sorry to interrupt, my dear, but we're going to have to go to a break pretty soon.
You know something, Steve? You mentioned a ghost town, but why don't you go see Schefferville? Speaking of ghost towns.
Yeah, so, getting around Quebec, you know, is very easy. We're talking about easy airports and easy access. Air Montreal is just-in-time travel. They leave from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free. No airport improvement fee to pay. Hit cities like Bagotville and Quebec City, Rouen, Val-d'Or, Mont-Joli. Call today, fly tomorrow. No need to reserve 2 weeks in advance and stay a Saturday night. Just call 631 2111. Air Montreal, just-in-time travel, consistently 50% less than other carriers. Air Montreal, 631-2111.
All right, Natasha, so...
We'll continue after the break with more about Biloxi and Gulf of Mexico, the tricentennial celebrations.
Chad,
roll the break, please.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your debt.
CIQC, Montreal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
There's always lots to do Saturday mornings, including enjoying a good breakfast, like the kind you get at Chez Carol. Your breakfast home away from home 6 days a week, including Saturday. Chez Carol on Bridge Street in Point St. Charles provides great breakfast, from petit déjeuner for as low as $1.50 to a full breakfast for just $2.95. It's comfortable, it's cozy, it's open. Saturday mornings from 5 a.m. to noon, and they're waiting for you. Chez Carol, 321 Bridge Street across from Club Price. Go on, you deserve it.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Monsieur Renault. Concerning your home, did you know that I can change all your windows and doors with the best quality merchandise and at the best prices? Furthermore, you will start paying only in 1 year. I repeat, you will start paying only in 1 year with no interest for the best windows and doors, guaranteed for 10 years and at the best price. Call us now.
274-1159. 274-1159.
Chad the engineer.
Oh, hi, Chad. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have a place that's great. I know just where to take.
Talk Radio 600 to CIQC.
The way you love me,
welcome back to Travel World. We're going to go back to Steve in Rasser, Arizona, and Willem in Biloxi, Mississippi. Are you there, guys?
Great time here, and I know Willem sounds like he's having a great time. When I was on the phone trying to track Willem down at the Casino Magic Hotel earlier this morning, while I was on hold, I could hear some lucky winners in the background and the sound of the slot machines paying out and some of the very courteous people at the Casino Magic Hotel, and they got breakfast and lunch coupons to some of those winners. So the winnings have already started today, 24 hours a day down there.
Oh, yeah, they play all day long, all night long, and it's interesting. The slots everywhere of all denominations, if you really want to throw your money away, you can go to the $5 slots. But then again, there are some big winners there, too. I doubled my money yesterday, Steve. I played the nickel slots, walked away with an extra buck, so... The low roller strikes. Yeah.
Well, I guess that they have well over 1,000 slot machines there, and a number of other games of chance. So try your luck. People always think.
Cool gaming down here. I mean, it's the real McCoy. You come down here, and they got casinos that and you can't avoid the casinos because you got to go through them to get to some of the restaurants. Except for one, Presto's, which was really really nice. Brick oven restaurant, great portions, great meals. Do we want to talk a little about Mardi Gras just a sec? We went to the Mardi Gras Museum here, which is located in the Magnolia Hotel, which is a beautiful antebellum, which means pre-Civil War restored house, used as a hotel back in the 1800s. and now it's the Mardi Gras Museum. And of course, Mardi Gras, it's, New Orleans made it famous, but what I learned at this museum is that it actually started in Mobile, Alabama, and made its way down through Biloxi. So they even have parades down here, which are a lot less rowdy from what I hear, but apparently it goes back to, Steve, our own favorite thing, the... It's a primitive man celebration of the coming of spring. It's like our...
Oh, yeah, it's like that great station promo.
Yes, our station promo. It was the Pagan Ritual Festival. Join us at the Circle of Rocks.
Just outside of town?
Deep in the woods, yes, yes. The station that parties naked in the woods, that's us.
Well, I'm sure there are some people who do that during Mardi Gras.
Well, you're not kidding. And that thing, the greatest commodity around here is beads, believe it or not. People throwing beads at
people
you.
People collect beads. Yeah, Mardi Gras. I mean, they throw them, they collect them after they throw them off the floats, and they collect them, yes.
Yeah, beads and doubloons. Whoa, talking about the world's biggest party. I thought Montreal could party. Boy, this place can teach Montreal a lesson or two about a party. But speaking of one of the more fun parties, one of the people, groups of people that I had the great fortune of meeting were the players here. They call themselves the Tricentennial Troubadours. And they have a little brochure called Pardon Our French. And we go right now to, of course, Louis, the lover. Louis, welcome to Travel World. Tell us a little bit about the concept.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. It is a rather funny story, actually. You see, I am Louis. I have my partners here, Philippe and Giraud and Jean-Luc, Jean-Luc being our leader. We
Jean-Luc
left
Picard.
La Rochelle, France, 300 years ago on a boat called Le Vagabond. It was a very arduous journey, but we were Pierre Lemoyne and Thierry d'Iberville's best men.
Yes.
However, we kind of ran into a little trouble at the coast of Bermuda. You might call it a hurricane. Anyway, to make a 300-year story short, we're 300 years late. We arrived on an island just south of here and rode the rest of the way in. And now we're in time for the next landing, and we'll be there and ready for them.
Are we? Well, first we had a little problem in Marseille with Louis and Giraud causing problems, and then we ended up in the Bermuda Triangle. I think that's what they explained it.
It blames it all on me.
Yeah, well, it wasn't. We're from Canada. We knew what we were doing.
Oh, boy.
Not like these French Marines over here causing all kind of problems. But we've had a great time. We found out that they invite us to all the parties, and there's lots of fun here, and good celebration, and food, and the women, something called beer. Very good.
It is really not a bad deal when it comes
to... No, not at all. We get to have fun and eat and all that kind of stuff.
It's much easier than, I guess, if we landed 300 years ago. Everything's already here for us. Oh, well. However, it was not my fault, Jean-Luc. It was Giraud, as you recall. He was drinking at the rudder, and... that was that.
Yeah, the rum can be hell, I tell you.
Pardon, Louis, it was not the rum at all. I do not know what it was, but I was there that night as it was there. And it was a mistake. I ran into the ground, and I was stuck there. And now our boat needs fixing, and I was wondering, I have heard about the Monsieur Renault up there in Montreal. I was thinking about giving him a call. I need some references first to see if he has reputable work, and maybe we can get him to do something about the boat. The last time I was up there in Montreal was about 1690. Things have sure changed, I understand. Jean-Luc, of course, he shanghaied me from there to go to the France, I believe. I do not know. Do not remember. So many, France, so many years ago. So many years ago. Jean-Luc, you have anything to add to this, sir?
I did not shanghai you at all. You just weren't paying attention. That's
okay. Well, I do not know. Philippe, we hand out the phone to a contraption. I guess it is a telephone, from what I have learned, to mon ami Philippe. It's Steely Maureen.
I believe I have a phone number for Monsieur Reynolds. That's 274-1159. Yeah, oui? D'accord.
Sit down and give a call as soon as
we are finished
here.
Ah, oui, bien sûr.
Well, we are having a great time here. We have a nice slogan. It's Vive la fun.
Vive la fun. Gentlemen,
un, deux, trois. Vive la fun.
We do that very well. You are impressed,
I know that.
Jean-Luc, if you can grab the other phone, maybe you can tell us a little more about that. So, We had a little bit of fun down there.
Biloxi is a fun capital. It sounds like everyone is having a great time down there, and the celebrations are just kicking off today down there, and they'll be continuing on through the rest of the year.
Well, Montrealers are going to have a great time down here. There's a lot of connections to Montreal, obviously French Canada, D'Iberville, Lemoyne, whatnot. And, you know, most people from Biloxi that we've met so far have been incredibly friendly and polite and courteous to us. There have been a couple of cab drivers that scared the little daylights out of us. So you're going to want to walk most of the
time. Transplanted New Yorkers.
Well, it could be. You know, we got in this one cab. The only light that was working in the car was service engine soon, so we were... Oh, they know who it is, too. So they know which cab it was. No, at any rate... not to scare anybody. It's a really safe, it's a fun town, but it's more walk. And the main interesting areas, of course, right along the beach. You've got the Coliseum. Right now there's an exhibit by the History Channel, Millennium. I just want to ask the leader of the man who plays Jean-Luc, his name is Ben Wembley Jr., and maybe you can explain a bit of the concept of the comedy troupe that you had. Ben is a historian, actually. He's a history teacher here in Biloxi.
I've been doing it for a few years.
He was actually asking us whether D'Iberville's father actually had any daughters, because he had how many? 11
Charles Lemoyne, I think he had 11 sons.
11
I wondered
sons.
If there was any daughters.
I don't know, maybe that guy was a producer for a living.
Oh, but they came up with this concept of having the four guys here, and we all tried out. We had rediscovered us, yes they did. Thank you. They're pumping me with all this information. We work for the Tricentennial Commission, and we're kind of like mascots. I kind of say we're like Mickey Mouse. We go around and we meet everybody.
They're actually happier to have this comedy troupe here in the studio with us right now rather than going out to by the landing, because they were actually threatening to go out with swords ablaze.
Yeah, we were threatening.
Because the landing
stop from arriving because we've been
France
here.
Sitting out there, and they're really serious about this reenactment. They want these guys rocking out like probably you and I would do, Stephen.
Right.
All right, we're already here. Yeah, I wonder if Missy Renov would fix their boat, Steve.
I don't know. Those life little mysteries we'll never know.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, there's lots of other places. There's also a place called Beauvoir here, which is the last home of Jefferson Davis, the president of the...
President of the Confederacy, yes.
And also other places that they have here, which I found tremendously fascinating, the Seafood Museum. Now, I know I'm allergic to seafood, don't eat it, but there's a lot of... Yeah, unfortunately, being Dutch heritage and also living in Montreal, it's kind of sad to be allergic to seafood, but... At any rate, we went down there, and they actually, it's a tribute to all the people who made their living doing shrimping, the boats, the seafood workers out here, and a great, interesting exhibit on hurricanes, including, of course, Hurricane Camille, which devastated the area here in 1969. So,
but the hurricanes can come right in off right off the Gulf, so it's been around, 30 years, as you say, since the last major casualties in the area, but you can never be too certain with the weather patterns, so I guess that's a concern.
Oh, shove the wet shoe, as they say. But
you can't go to Biloxi without, of course, if you're allergic, you can't try it. But it is the shrimping capital of America, and so of course a lot of great dishes derived from shrimp, from soups to appetizers to main dishes, shrimp in every form.
Gee, Steve, you know, if I were to quote one of your old letters, I could have easily talked about how the jambalaya.
Oh, yes, the glory of crawfish. Jambalaya topped with a tasteful tincture of Tabasco.
Yeah, that.
You got shrimp jambalaya, shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp kebabs. Oh, that's a Forrest Gump, sorry.
You guys keep talking about food, you know. It's almost lunchtime in Montreal. I don't know. I think some people must be getting hungry.
Yeah, it's like getting on to 11:30 in Montreal. I don't think they have a shrimp pizza yet on the menu, but they have all dressed and pepperoni and cheese and vegetarian. There's 31 locations for Pizza Donini. Just one number to remember, 383-6000 for real great Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. 383-6000, Pizza Donini. Call now. It'll be at your door. Oven fresh, piping hot, 30 minutes or less. 383-6000.
Chad, roll the break. Now you're talking.
AM 600 Montreal.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor. 374-8181.
Hey, it's the heart of the action. Come on and feel the excitement. Ski Morin Heights, Ski Morin Heights.
There's always something exciting for the entire family at Morin Heights, from free daycare to the newly expanded park. Well, Morin Heights now offers you skiing by the hour from Monday to Friday, Friday and Saturday nights too, for only $6 an hour. Ski Morin Heights.
Ski Morin Heights.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Doesn't country music just say it all?
Tell Lori I love her.
France and Missouri.
Tell Lori I need her.
Coming up next.
And if I leave this old world, tell her she's the only girl for me.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
It's the grand opening sale of the century, and it's not to be missed. Leslie Robinson here. Join me this Sunday at Instamoble, Van Horn at Côte de Neige. 18,000 square feet of fine furniture fills their fabulous showroom. Never-before-seen specials, plus a chance to win some great prizes. Stop in.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, cool, they point the cannon at you. But it ain't me, it ain't me. I ain't no Senator Stomp. It ain't me, it ain't me.
Welcome back to Travel World. We're going to go right back to Stephen Massa, Arizona, and Willem in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Well, welcome back to Biloxi, Mississippi. It's a place which is really ripe with partying the whole time. It's fun, ideal for the Montrealer to come down. You know, one of the things I noticed about the place, it's how unknown it is, and it shouldn't be, because you're right next to New Orleans.
It's about 2 hours east of New Orleans. It's one of those destinations that has everything that you'd be looking for. You have the beach for the outdoors, you have the gambling, you have the history. What more could you ask for? Great food as well.
They have a hockey team, apparently, that they're telling me. Philippe is on the line right now to tell us a bit about.
Are we? We have the Mississippi Seawolves hockey team here. There are upwards of 13, 14 different Mardi Gras parades in the area right here. We have our own Mardi Gras traditions here as well, and just like New Orleans, you may find young females lifting their shirts in order to get the
Whoa, what's going on here?
Chad,
I need to catch your attention.
Quality jewelry. They were telling me, because they gave me some beads yesterday when I went to the Mardi Gras Museum. The colors, of course, of the Mardi Gras are red, gold, and purple. Purple, green, and gold. Oh, I stand corrected. But talk about the amazing party. You come down here, I mean, this is the most lavish occasion I've seen for a party. They have these sequined masks with feathers of all colors. It's, I mean, you really...
We have just as much fun as New Orleans over here, but without the dangers of the big city and the bigger crowds, it's easier to get close to the parades and catch the good beads and have a good time.
What's the story with the beads, though? I mean, I hear everybody bead this, bead that, bead bead.
There has to be a story, a tradition behind it.
Yeah, tell us about the beads. Well, actually, Jean-Luc knows the story of the beads.
Well, back about, I think it was 1894 or so, was the first time anything was thrown from a float over New Orleans. It was the 12th Night Revelers was the name of the float, and this last float was Santa Claus, and he was throwing little trinkets to the kids. Uh-huh. And everybody liked that, and it caught on, and each year more and more groups started throwing. And now, you know, what people expect whenever a parade goes by. I joke, I said, if there's a car, two or three cars behind each other, little kids stand on the street with their hands up waiting to catch something. But they just, we throw beads, we throw cups, plastic cups, which come in handy in the cupboard. We moon pies, but that came from Mobile.
What is a moon pie?
A moon pie. The moon pie is like a round, it's round like graham cracker almost, soft like graham cracker with marshmallow inside, and it's dipped in chocolate. And they throw those from the floats. They throw peanuts. Over in New Orleans, they even throw Zap potato chips, which are spicy Cajun potato chips. And Zulu,
coconut.
They throw. Well, they don't throw the coconuts anymore because there was a lawsuit. but they hand them down. But the coconuts are kind of decorated with glitter. They're beautiful.
With the coconuts.
But we have nice parades here, and they have them over in Mobile. Matter of fact, Mobile, the parade started in New Orleans when a group from Mobile came over to New Orleans and started a parade.
Holy
so the people in Mobile had the parades first.
But how, I mean, I hear all these stories about, the dangerous aspects of the parade down in New Orleans and what have you. I mean, they say, like, I'm not going to go again or something. Mm-hmm.
I've gone to New Orleans a lot. It's if you know where to go and you go in neighborhoods where there's people, then normally it's not a problem. But I would not watch it in some areas. I know it's just like any place. If you know where it's safe, you go there. Same thing with Mobile. Mobile is had some problems from time to time, but if you know where to go, it's safe.
Well, that's one of the nice things though here about Biloxi, because I have not heard any stories about dangers in Biloxi. In fact, you can bring children down to the parades here.
Oh, yeah.
And they even have a parade for children, too.
Oh, yeah. We had one last week in Biloxi, and there was even one yesterday in Biloxi, too. And those are neat because the kids have their bicycles and they have their little wagons, and they decorate them, and it's real safe and a lot
of
fun.
So this is definitely a great little place to get down, mm-hmm. I mean, as an alternative to New Orleans. And you still have all the flavor of that. I mean, one of the reasons I like playing CCR is, of course, they made the Bayou famous, even though John Fogerty hadn't been down to the Bayou until the 90s. But
Well, in Biloxi, our carnival, our king is King d'Iberville.
King d'Iberville.
Oh, yes, and the queen is Queen Ixalib, which is Biloxi spelled backwards.
Oh, yes.
Very creative.
Ixalib. They even as opposed to women's lib. Okay, or of course Tinky Winky, who would be the...
Well, they have those parades in New Orleans, too.
They have those parades.
The Tinky Winky parade. But you don't want to catch what they throw.
I'd like that one. Listen, I also want to mention a little bit about the hotel that we're staying at. We're in the boardroom of the Casino Magic Hotel, which is an all-inclusive kind of a hotel. I would say all-inclusive. It's got rooms with beautiful junior suites, like the one we're in. It's great big rooms inside where you have your TV. They come with ironing boards and irons, which is a neat little amenity that you don't often see. It also comes with in-room jacuzzi, which was kind of interesting. I think someone is joining our show now. Oh, no. Lady is coming into the boardroom. Okay, yeah. She wants to throw beads, I guess. Maybe we can entice her to, ouch, throw some beads here. At any rate, it's got two floors of casinos. They've got nickel slots. If you're a low roller like me and you don't want to spend all that much money in the machines, you still want the thrill of all the coins coming up. I still laugh, you know, when I go to a change machine here in Montreal. If I want to go to, one of those vending machines, buy myself a Diet Coke or something like that, and I throw my dollar in the machine and all the nickels spit out, I tell everybody that I won and nobody laughs, but I think it's hilarious. But you come down here and literally you put your five nickels in the machine, you pull the handle, and you can actually spit out the coins
and get that whole thrill of winning. And you may not have won all that much, but you've satisfied that urge.
You know something? That every area has its own unique kind of foods and stuff like that, and the limo driver kind of laughed at me when I asked him this, but, you know, Jean-Luc, I have to ask you, what the heck is a po' boy?
Oh, a po' boy.
Oh, yeah, that's something...
that's a big sandwich.
The what?
It's kind of like a sub, but with the best po' boys I find are with the French bread, and you have the seafood. Well, of course, you can have them with ham and cheese and good roast beef. In New Orleans they call the po' boys, the oyster po' boys, the peacemaker.
Uh-huh.
Because the man would be out partying all night, and the wife would expect him to have something nice, and so he would bring this oyster po' boy as a peacemaker to keep him from being mad at him.
I think they argue a little bit about the different ingredients you put in a po' boy down here, the way we argue about poutines. You know, is it the French fries, the gravy, or the cheese that makes the difference? We don't know. But we just had a...
With ham and cheese and good roast beef. In New Orleans they call the po' boys, the oyster po' boys, the peacemaker.
Uh-huh.
Because the man would be out partying all night, and the wife would expect him to have something nice, and so he would bring this oyster po' boy as a peacemaker to keep him from being mad at him.
I think they argue a little bit about the different ingredients you put in a po' boy down here, the way we argue about poutines. You know, is it the French fries, the gravy, or the cheese that makes the difference? We don't know. But we just had a lady join us here in the boardroom. It's Maureen Williams, who's the sales manager of the Casino Magic Hotel. I'd like to pass the phone over from here to talk with Maureen. Welcome to Travel World.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us a few of the more interesting points of the Casino Magic Hotel you'd like to tell Montreal. As far as I'm concerned, it's a great place for any Montrealer to come down.
Absolutely. It's built right here on top of the Gulf of Mexico, literally. All of our sleeping rooms almost all of them have balconies that overlook the water. We're really on the lines of a 4-star hotel. We have several restaurants, 24-hour room service, free valet parking, and obviously a 24-hour casino.
Oh, yeah. They were gambling. I walked through for breakfast this morning, and there are people still sitting on the machines. Sometimes people can really hog the machines. One thing I must mention, though, about the casino here, though, it's what they call the kinder and gentler Las Vegas-style casino, more because we were speaking with some of the people in marketing, and they mentioned that some people do have a gambling problem, and rather than in Las Vegas, where they're pretty aggressive about it, here they're kind of gentle. Well, tell us about what they do here. They pass out a pamphlet. If they see someone who suspects someone who might have a problem or something like that, they'll pass out a leaflet or something?
Right, absolutely. We have, the Gaming Association here that's made up of all the different casinos on the coast, and they do promote, goodwill, and we don't like to see anyone come here and blow their savings accounts strictly on the machines. But they do a lot of promoting. They do a lot of training, I think, throughout the whole coast with all of the different people that work on the floor to, it's a very friendly place.
Yeah.
Very friendly.
That's the main thing that I've noticed, because, you know, in Vegas, they really don't care. Here, of course, and that's the overall feeling I've gotten from Biloxi, is the people really do care about their town. They care that people come here, have a good, enjoyable time, and that's the main theme behind the casinos around here. They want to ensure that people are enjoying themselves.
Oh, absolutely. The Gulf Coast is a very provincial type of city, much like New Orleans is, and we have obviously a very strong heritage with our 300th anniversary that we're celebrating. And people here, they really do care. We've had a lot of people move here. The whole area is just exploding right now. And we made it very, very friendly for them to come in, and excited about the growth that we have here.
And when did the gaming start, actually? When did the first casinos appear in Biloxi?
Gosh, I guess it's been about 5 or 6 years ago, actually.
Wow, that's something. I know that from the Tricentennial Commission, when they were talking to us, we spoke with Amy O'Neill. She was telling us how wonderful a sponsor Casino Magic has been all along.
Yes, they really have been there. We have Bruce Norris, who's our government relations, community relations director. He's been really fabulous. He's originally from the coast, as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been, really supportive of all different type of local celebrations, especially this one, because it is so big.
Oh, yeah. I noticed, of course, we went here. People just seem to all care. It's like a team spirit. I mean, we've been to hotels where you don't know where the people are from, and it's just like, you know, I fulfill my role, that's it, that's all. But they aim for the greater good, which I find is...
Well, I think it sounds like they've put the whole Southern hospitality into into a casino.
On that note, guys, we're going to have to go to a break pretty soon.
It's time to take a break.
Yes, it's time to take a break.
So, Chad, let's roll it. And when we're back, we'll be back with Biloxi. We'll round up with the Casino Magic Hotel and do our wrap-up, and we'll take it from there.
Roll it, Chad.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Board Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
Even Cupid couldn't do better. A romantic dinner, full course, a flower for the lady, a toast for the two of you, a cozy setting with fireplace, and all just $60 for two. The place, Old Montreal's most popular restaurant, Restaurant de Vieux-Port, with its history of good food, excellent value, and feel-at-home service. And this year, you can have your Valentine dinner Saturday or Sunday. Hi, Suzanne Des Hotels, suggesting you reserve now for the 13th or 14th. 866-3175, Restaurant de Vieux-Port, 39 St. Paul Street East at St. Gabriel.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Bradley Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Struck by Cupid's arrow? Aren't you glad there's Uniprix? From chocolates to cologne, bonbons to bath oil, Uniprix has a variety of Valentine's Day gifts to answer your smallest needs at the most competitive prices.
150-gram Comet Solid Chocolate Heart, 99 cents. 30 mil of I Love You Eau de Toilette, just $9.99. And with more than 200 convenient locations, you can spend less time racing around and more time romancing. The brands you know, the savings you expect. At Uniprix, there's always a smile.
This is Sharon Delaney at WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World. We're going to go talk with Steve in Mesa, Arizona, and Willem, who was talking with Maureen Williams in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yes, we're here in Biloxi having a great time talking to, of course, the Silverpoor Frenchman from the landing, and also Maureen Williams from the Casino Magic Hotel, who'd like to tell us a little bit more about why in Montreal would want to stay at the Casino Magic.
Okay, but well, for first off, it's a beautiful hotel. We have beautiful weather year-round. Goodness, we were just talking, and I understand you guys have four seasons, and we don't quite have four seasons, but the weather's really nice, especially in the bitter cold months of January and February for you guys. Again, the hotel is beautiful. It's right. It's built on the water's edge of the Gulf of Mexico. Whether you want to do some casino gambling or sit on your balcony and enjoy a cup of coffee or something. It's a beautiful place.
And a gorgeous sunset that we managed to pick up over the Gulf.
Oh, absolutely. One neat thing about our property that's unique is that we have an enclosed pool deck.
Yeah.
And it overlooks the west side of the hotel. So we do a lot of convention and conference groups, and they'll have their sunset receptions. And it's just a spectacular view. You can also see all the barrier islands. We have 3 barrier islands off the coast, but you can actually, in the summer months, take an excursion boat and visit. So it's a wonderful place. It's friendly people, good food, and lots of fun.
I thought one of the neat things when walking in, of course, the music was awfully good, but when walking up, you have these 2 holograms right on the side, and you walk in, and this magician doing a trick, and as you go past this hologram, you see something in his hand, like cards disappearing or
right.
You know, a dove disappearing, or what was it, flowers. Flowers is the second hologram.
Yeah, our theme here obviously is magic, and we exceed your expectations and create the magic for you when you walk in. So.
And, of course, we like the fortune cookies, which...
absolutely. We have... turn down service in all of our rooms, and you could get a little.
Yeah, I experienced that. I asked the lady if I could be part of the contingent. She turned me down flat.
No
so,
way.
Yeah, that was turn down service. And, you know.
Oh, yes. Now we get it, yes.
Steven. but, you know, one of the nice things about this area, again, is the Mississippi coast line is not that big. So you come down to Biloxi, your center, you can actually go to Alabama, you can go
Absolutely.
To Louisiana. They have bayou near here, which is kind of neat. You take bayou tours if you want.
Yeah, the swamp tours.
The swamp tours, really, yeah.
Well, you know, it is you probably mentioned, the longest man-made beach in the world.
Yes.
And where we're located here, at the very eastern tip of Biloxi, you're within 5 minutes of every major attraction on the coast. So.
And quite a coastline it is, too. And again, it's small. You can take a great walk on the beach, a nice long one, too, if you wanted to do that. There's even a pier where you can go sit down and enjoy the sunset.
Absolutely. Very affordable, too.
Because Canadians are used to, you know, traditionally going away to warmer climes in the wintertime.
Right.
They overlook a place like Biloxi, which would be very reasonably priced. And
oh, absolutely. I think we are absolutely the best-kept secret in the United States,
oh, yeah.
I believe.
And there's a lot of, pre-Civil War stuff, Civil War history going on here. You've got the beautiful Southern homes, antebellum. As one local put it, that was before the War of Northern Aggression. I guess it depends on how you look at it.
Depends which side you were on.
You know, believe it or not, Canada was on the Southern side.
Yeah.
Actually, why we confederated when we did. Of course, the Union won. We got our britches scared off. Going, oh, my God, they're going to come and get us. Which we still talk about today, but that's... I digress. One of the things about Biloxi is you don't have to rent a car. I mean, you could, but why bother? You take either the casino bus or the hotel bus out to where you're going, and you can really walk it back and forth. It's a small place, great for walking. Go to tour old Biloxi. You're going to have a great time. You're going to see some really great historical buildings, too. Overall, you're going to have a great time if you come down here. You bring a family, too, and it's perfectly safe.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, because a lot of casino destinations are not overly family-friendly. I know Las Vegas is making the effort to turn itself around, but for years, when you thought casino, you would not think take a family. But this combination of the outdoor activities, the beach, the historical attractions make it a place where you would want to take a family.
Yeah. Well, one of the things we enjoy meeting is people from out of state as well. One of the players, of course, in the Troubadours is... the guy who plays Philip, his name is Patrick Wadsworth from Gulfport, but he actually used to live in Lafayette, Louisiana. He can put on that Southern accent for us.
Well, ma'am, we can do a Cajun accent too. That's not a problem.
Cajun
but actually, I was born out in Baltimore and grew up in South Louisiana, and that's where I picked up a lot of my French. Of course, speaking with you guys this morning, I'm not going to try and push it, but I've got just enough French in me to fool South Mississippi, so we've had a good time. And that was one of the reasons why I was picked to be one of the troubadours, just because I knew enough French to get by. And I grew up over in Louisiana, and they have some interesting Mardi Gras traditions, too. The original Cajun parades usually consisted of the men from the town riding through town on their horses,
and collecting chickens and what have you. Yeah, exactly. From the
40 chickens for the New Year's Eve?
40 tandoori chickens.
They collect chickens and fish and whatever for the gumbo at the end of the day and throw one big party and celebration. And,
what is gumbo?
What is that? Gumbo? Gumbo is like a big stew, so to speak, and you throw everything in there, from rice to chicken to okra and just everything.
First you
got to make the roux, which is
the
base of the which is the base of the soup, and then add all your favorite ingredients.
Yeah. No, you know, Steve, I often wondered, of course, in Mobile, Alabama, if you owned a house in Mobile, Alabama, would that make it a mobile home?
Here could very well be. Could very well be. You could say that.
Let's see why the hurricanes all come out here.
They don't like...
They're looking for them. I want you to hit that part of the countryside.
Yeah, no, well, I can't say that. I mean, you do definitely have some great forecasting, great warning down here, so, you know, you plan a vacation properly and you'll get down here no problem. I have a grand old time. One of the areas one of the closest areas here is New Orleans, or is it Lafayette?
The closest would be New Orleans. And that's just an hour and a half away. Baton Rouge is also within striking distance. That's almost 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lafayette's on the other side of Baton Rouge, and about a three-hour drive from here. But Lafayette, that's the heart of Cajun country, so that's a easy place to go and explore as well.
I even heard of a dessert place. You know, you got some Cajun Jello. Everything is hot down here.
But it's interesting. Living here on the Gulf Coast, I went to school in Mobile, and of course I grew up in Lafayette, and now I'm here in Gulfport. That's where my wife is originally from, and there's a lot of Cajun culture and a lot of mixed culture all the way along the Gulf Coast. Now you'll experience some of the same things, and definitely the warm hospitality all along the Gulf Coast here.
Yep. And, of course, Mardi Gras weekend. We've got to underscore that. Man, did we come at the right time?
That's the best time for you to get down there.
We're planning to accidentally miss the flight because, of course, it says, what was it? Turning it into an excuse for debauchery.
Yes, a case for general debauchery.
Yeah, isn't that our favorite word, Steve?
Yeah. What do you want to participate in and what do you want to create all the time?
They call the celebration the Carnal Var. And I'm not kidding, right here. Farewell. It says farewell to flesh? No, never. Never would never say that. But, Chad, you'd have a great time down here.
Would I?
Yes, of course. And guess what else is going on this weekend, Chad? Something for you is Daytona 500 in Florida.
I know, and I'm not there. What's going on?
Well, I don't know, Chad. We'll have to send you down to one of these car races some down here. Back to Biloxi, some of the other attractions down here. What's your favorite place to go when you're in Biloxi?
My favorite place to go mm-hmm. in Biloxi?
Yeah.
Well, the George Orr Museum is a great place. Biloxi is the home of the mad potter, George Orr, and the Walter Anderson Museum across the bay in Ocean Springs. Those are good places to get away from the ring ding ding of the casinos and see some real culture.
Not to be confused with his distant relative, Bobby.
The Lynn Meadows Discovery Center is here. That's a great attraction for the kids.
Yeah.
Lots of scientific experiments and stuff like that that the kids can participate in.
You mean
right here on the Gulf Coast?
The kids. No,
not on the kids, for the kids.
Yeah. They also have a great water park, like water slides and stuff. So, I mean, the kids will have a grand time.
Oh, yeah, it's a family destination. There's a number to call here for Biloxi information. It's 1-800-BILOXI-3. And also the Casino Magic Hotel is 1-800-5-MAGIC-5.
So, that's terrific. So, again, a great place to come down, Biloxi. They're having a year-long celebration. It's their tricentennial. The D'Iberville should have landed by now. We're getting all kinds of speeches by the politicians, so we'll see how that turns out. I guess next week we'll be talking about Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa, Arizona is next Saturday from 11 to noon on AM 600. Canada Centennial anchorman Vic Phillips will be recounting his experiences. He had a great day on the golf course yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And we're heading out to the ghost town and the Dolly Steamboat.
The Dolly Steamboat?
Yes. I think it moved over from Bluefield.
Bluefield.
Yeah, the ranch dinner, steak dinner, and the Old West show. So a lot of things going on here in Mesa. And that's next Saturday from 11 to noon on Travel World right here on AM 600.
Well, welcome. Going to see you next week. I'll be back in Montreal. Have a great time down in Biloxi. Come on down, and we'll see you again next week. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Natasha Kirkham here in Montreal. Have a good day and see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye. Mama, I'm coming home.
You're listening to AM 600 in Montreal, Canada's first radio station.